University endowments have a track record of success through nearly all market cycles, and we've learned a lot about how they choose the investments for their portfolios. If you'd like to know too, then you've come to the right place. Welcome to Your Money Manual with your host, the CEO of Wealth Strategies Advisory Group and the creator of the Household Endowment Model, Vince Annable.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Your Money Manual, an educational program we created because we know that when it comes to investing, your money did not come with instructions. So our objective is to provide you with a fresh perspective on wealth management that will help you to grow, preserve, protect your assets so you can take care of your financial legacy and your family. So if you missed the first two installments of the show, we talked about the household endowment model. The household endowment model basically is an investment platform emulating what David Swensen created at Yale for the Yale Endowment Fund, which currently is about $29 billion. Quickly, back in 2008, 2009, you remember those days, the market was crashing, the banks were crashing, the economy was crashing, everything seemed to be going down, and people were very concerned. And we became concerned about mitigating risk within our clients' portfolios, so we started looking for solutions to that problem. We came across David Swensen and how he was managing investments for the Yale Endowment Model, which seemed to be withstanding the impact of the negative economy much better than the standard stock market was doing. So what we did is we created an individual endowment model, what we call the Household Endowment Model. It's designed for individuals and families just like yours. And with that, we want to talk about what we're going to go into in this particular episode, give you a little background on how we search out managers to entrust our clients' monies with. With Yale, their model, David Swensen's model and theory, is that you need outside managers that are experts and professionals and understand one particular asset class, and that's all they manage. And so that's what we look for. And when we go to entrust our clients' money to an asset manager, we need to be sure who that is. So we have to conduct the proper due diligence. It's critical in the process to understand who it is we're working with, who it is we're entrusting our clients' monies with. So how do we go through that selection process? We have a team of independent experts, outside third-party due diligence firms, i.e. Buttonwood, McLaugh, Backtright. We have different broker-dealers that we look at how their evaluations are on these particular sponsors and investment management teams that we use, and our own broker dealer who does also a thorough review of all of these different outside firms that do the due diligence. So what are we looking for? When we look at a manager, what is it that causes us to want to understand more about what they're doing and also include them in our portfolios? It has to do with longevity. How long have these managers been together? How long have they been doing this particular type of a strategy? And many of our investment managers have been in business for 75 years, some from 30 to 45 years. Typically, they have a long track record. They are very good at what they do in one particular asset class, and they meet the principles that we're looking for, to where they are not only doing a great job for the clients, but they have co-invested. They are looking at this investment strategy, and they are, as the primary managers and owners of this particular firm, they are investing side by side with our clients.
Vince, are these the kinds of companies that average investors, like me, would be able to simply approach and invest independently on my own?
No, they really are not. The household endowment model has been designed, as I said, to emulate what David Swensen was doing, which was using private investments, private equity, private real estate, private credit, et cetera. And so these are private companies that typically only co-invest with either high net worth accredited investors or other institutions. So it would be very difficult for the average individual to go out and be able to find those particular types of investment managers.
How often is a company's performance reviewed to determine its continuing viability as an investment for the household endowment model?
Well, Jeff, we continually monitor what the company is doing. The companies we use are typically filing different SEC reports on a quarterly and annual basis. They have ledgers that our third-party due diligence folks are evaluating also. So we keep an eye on them on a pretty regular basis to ensure that they are doing what they said they were going to do. In the case of liquid investments, i.e. public companies as opposed to private companies, we are able to watch and see how they manage assets and how they are doing, and we want to make sure that they are not doing what is referred to as style drift. In other words, they have said that they were going to be experts in managing, as an example, small cap growth stocks. Well, if down the road their performance is suffering and the next thing you know they're now investing in large cap value funds, then there is an issue because they were not brought in to do that. So we monitor on a regular basis what our managers are doing, and not necessarily just performing, but how they are conducting the entire management process.
Is there an ideal mix of private versus public companies that the household endowment model seeks to invest in, and then you use that as kind of a starting point to begin your search for these companies?
There really is not a cookie cutter. We don't have cookie cutter portfolios. What we do is we spend a great deal of time understanding what the client's needs are, what their risk tolerance is, what their income needs are, what their age is, what their liquidity requirements are. We do a complete evaluation of the client, much like if you're going into the doctor's office for the first time. Remember, Jeff, they hand you 3 or 4 or 5 pages of background information they want you to fill out about everything that's ever happened to you when you were sick and what medications you take. Well, we do the same type of thing when a new client comes in. We want to understand who they are and what's important to them about their money. And then from there, we design that portfolio. And it is going to include public as well as private investments. The mix and the allocation is going to be determined by the individual client.
I think that's really, really key. And another point to probably impress upon people listening, you know, you use the word cookie cutter. This is not something that's stamped out. It's practically customized or custom tailored, certainly, to all of those necessary criteria that you put together based on responses by the investors to those important questions that you ask.
Absolutely. And what we refer to it as is personalized. We personalize a portfolio for their particular needs and requirements.
Give us an idea, if you could, Vince, about the kind of investments that you have. You talked about public and private and correlated and non-correlated. Without giving up names necessarily, what are the kinds of investments that you're looking for this portfolio?
Well, we look at growth, we look at income, we look at public and private. But on the private side, we work with a company that's been around for 75 years, and their specialty or their niche or their particular asset class that they are very well versed in is industrial warehouse space, which is essential today with the growth and explosion of e-commerce. More and more people are shopping online, and so there's more and more distribution warehouse spaces that need to be available for these people. And the firm that we use has been around for 75 years, and some of their tenants happen to be Amazon and FedEx and UPS and a lot of other name brand names. We also work with a company that develops on the corner of Main Street and Main Street, different types of retail operations that are all single standing, such as a Walgreens or a CVS or a gas station, a Bank of America, a Chase Bank, etc. We do different private debt programs with very large developers that offer private credit opportunities. We work with companies that develop hotels. We work with companies that take their private fund, they go out and acquire and build different types of hotels. We work with a lot of different asset classes. We also work with a company that specializes in doing venture capital and creating diversified portfolios in venture capital so that you're not putting all of your eggs into one basket, so to speak.
You know, we've talked about the fact that the household endowment model is a platform that is right regardless of the stage that you might be in as an investor in the market cycle. It doesn't seem to really matter whether this is a year of a presidential election or we're mid-cycle through the election process. But, you know, we just experienced it. Here it is mid-October, Vince, and we all know what tends to happen in the markets the fall this time of year. And we've seen it again recently where the Dow lost, I think, about 1,200 points or so over a two-day period. The household endowment model, can it protect investors at times like this when we have these short volatile strokes in the market, as well as the long-term types of roller coaster rides that we sometimes see, particularly when the economy is not doing particularly well?
Yes, and the secret to that, Jeff, is that you have diversification. You have diversification in different types of asset classes that are not correlated or in sync with one another. You have diversification so that you own private companies, and they do not fluctuate and change their pricing on a daily basis. So when you have this volatility in the market, you will have far less exposure to that volatility with our portfolio than if you are in the typical 60-40 that many people wind up in because they do not hear about these different private investments from their current advisors.
If folks want to know more about the household endowment model and also about the wealth management process that we've talked about before just a little bit, what would you recommend they do?
Well, first of all, they should go to the website, thehouseholdendowmentmodel.com, just like it sounds and spelled, and take a look at it. There's a few white papers there that we have available for clients to read. There is a three-minute video that's available for people if they want to get an overview of what this household endowment model is all about. There's a white paper that they can download and read on their own. They can take a look at a couple of the radio interviews I've done from our friend and CBS or CNBC contributor, Michael Wall. We were on an ABC television show and interviewed about using these private investments. So there really is some areas that they can go to the different websites and see what it is we do and how we do it in a much higher level. And then also go to our mothership, if you will, Wealth Strategies Advisory Group, which that website is WSAGAZ.com, Wealth Strategies Advisory Group, Arizona.com. And they can also review some of the wealth management processes that we utilize in all that we do.
I know you're also excited about our upcoming episode. Episode 4 is next. And what do you plan on talking about then?
Well, we're going to talk about illiquid investments and the value of having an investment that does not correlate to what the market is doing. We're going to talk about what the risks and rewards are and why they become important to an affluent investor's portfolio. Until then, I hope we've been able to share something you didn't know before that you may find useful moving ahead in your financial life. I'm Vince Annable. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us, and I'll talk to you again soon.
If you enjoy our program, you can stay connected with us on LinkedIn or Facebook. Your Money Manual with Vince Annable is brought to you by Wealth Strategies Advisory Group, with offices now to serve you in Scottsdale, Las Vegas, and Orange County. Call 888-635-9724 or visit our website at wsagaz.com. This program has been presented for the education of our listeners only and is not intended as investment advice, nor is it intended as a solicitation of investment products or services of any kind. We encourage you to seek the advice of a licensed professional financial advisor before making any investment decisions.